and welcome to another exciting episode of Nali Bali. A dream is a succession of images, ideas, emotions, and sensations that usually occur involuntarily in the mind during certain stages of sleep. Humans spend about 2 hours dreaming per night, and each dream lasts around 5 to 20 minutes, although the dreamer may perceive the dream as being much longer than this. Today, let's listen to a story called Mr. Chameleon's Dream, written by Melody Ngomane. But before we listen to today's story, let's all get up and
dance!
In a popular jungle, somewhere in the Mpumalanga province, Master Jack got together a new team of entertainers to thrill and excite the visitors and local people in our country. Once a year, Master Jack would hold auditions to look for new entertainers, such as dancers, singers, and even comedians. But if they were to be chosen, the animals' acts had to be very special. In fact, they had to be extraordinary. On the morning of the trials, all the animals woke up early to practice. Birdie was flying around, humming and doing voice warm-ups.
Me, 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 me. La, 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 la. La, 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 la.
The hyena triplets were harmonizing so beautifully that everyone marveled at them. The little monkey's tap dancing skills were delightful. Everyone was sure he would be chosen for the new group.
Yeah, and hey, what about you, Mr. Chameleon?
Asked Rabbit.
Are you just gonna sit around there and change your colors? You know, there's nothing really special about that.
The group laughed.
You shouldn't be here. You're just taking up space.
Said Elephant, making drumming noises with his trunk. All the animals thought Mr. Chameleon's act was inferior to theirs, especially because he was old and slow. When it was finally Mr. Chameleon's turn, he was so nervous and unsure. He was just about to leave when Master Jack opened the theater doors and invited everyone. Come in, everybody! It's time to show me what you can do, said Master Jack. Mr. Chameleon was very nervous watching everyone go on stage. He was sweating and his heart was beating fast as he waited for his name to be called. When it was finally Mr. Chameleon's turn, he was so nervous and unsure of himself that he couldn't move. Just as Master Jack was about to call another animal, Mr. Chameleon stood up and said,
I'm here.
Everyone laughed as Mr. Chameleon slowly went on stage. The spotlight was on him, and the whole theater started making fun of him. He just stood there, frozen, doubting himself as he remembered all the horrible things that other animals had said to him. The theater buzzed with loud noises. Mr. Chameleon shyly changed from one color to the next. But most of the animals didn't think it was very special and they started to throw vegetables and fruits at him. Master Jack asked them to be quiet. Suddenly, Mr. Chameleon saw all the chances to do something special. He knew that he had to believe in himself and so he looked at all the fruits and vegetables and all their different colors. Then he started jumping as fast as he could from one to the other, changing colors each time. These swift movements created beautiful rainbow dances, and the faster he moved, the faster his colors changed. Mr. Chameleon's brilliant dance with its beautiful rainbow colors lit the stage and all the animals suddenly went quiet. Master Jack's jaw dropped to the floor. This had to be the most beautiful thing ever seen. Once Mr. Chameleon was done, the theater started buzzing again, but this time it buzzed with loud clapping and whistling. Mr. Chameleon's act was surely the best.
Whoa! Mr. Chameleon!
Mr. Chameleon went on to become a regular at Master Jack's show and everyone loved him. Old as he was, Mr. Chameleon had made his dream come true and he never ever doubted himself ever again. And so we come to the end of another Nali Bali story time. Today's story was called Mr. Chameleon's Dream, written by Melody Ngomane. Did you know that reading and telling stories to children at home can help them do better at school? If you want free stories to read to your children or for your children to enjoy on their own, visit Nali Bali website, www.nalibali.org, or Mobi site, www.nalibali.mobi. You'll find stories in 11 South African languages, as well as tips for reading and sharing stories with your children to grow their potential. Also, look out for the bilingual Nali Bali Reading for Enjoyment supplements with great children's stories and activities available in newspapers. Nali Bali, it starts with a story.